The state capture inquiry has reacted to this burglary over the weekend. It says it's boosting security. Its offices at the Hillside House Office Park in Parktown were burgled on Saturday night. So it seems as though only one computer and one monitor are missing so far. Also, it's come out that a bullet was fired through the commission's window last week, which was reported to the police. So no one being suspected at the moment, but they are starting to see a pattern here. And as Marianne Tum reminds us in the Daily Maverick today, mysterious and unsolved break-ins have been a hallmark of the state capture years and the subsequent attempt at the cleanup on various fronts. Remember, there was the burglary at the Chief Justice's office in 2017. There was a cyber attack in September 2020. Then there was the theft of computers during a burglary at the Helen Suzman Foundation just after they filed papers in the Burning and Tlameza matter. And also at the state security offices, there was a burglary. Marianne Tum's own home has been burgled recently and her computer stolen. So this is all very worrying. And today, the Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo started proceedings at the state capture inquiry by addressing this.
I just want to say one or two things relating to the commission. Over the past few days, two incidents have happened which are a cause of concern on the part of the commission. During the week, I got a report that somebody apparently had fired a shot through the window of one of the offices of the commission. It must have been in the evening, and a bullet was found in one of the offices of the commission. Of course, over the weekend, there was a break-in at the offices of the commission. The law enforcement agencies are investigating these matters. We don't know whether it's just ordinary criminality or whether it's much more than that. Of course, in the break-in, a computer and a monitor were stolen. But I just want to say that if anybody is trying to intimidate the commission into not doing its job properly, they must know that the commission will not be intimidated.
Strong words there from the Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo in reaction to that burglary. Let's speak now to Professor Itumeleng Mosala, the Commission's Secretary. Professor, thank you very much for your time today. How concerned are you as the Commission around security issues?
Well, let's put it this way. We've always been concerned. An organization like this should always be concerned. But we are particularly concerned at what has happened in case it is an attempt, as the DCJ said, in case it's an attempt to intimidate the commission in the light of the fact that the commission is pushing ahead without fear or favor. It's bringing into the hearings for people to testify on allegations made up about them, irrespective of their station in life, irrespective of their position in government, irrespective of their previous position in government. And it is very important because we've received threats before. You know, members of staff here have received threats and telephonic threats before, and we did actually regard that as a form of intimidation, but we didn't want to be dramatic about it. We reported to the police, And now actual attacks on the offices of the Commission do raise further concerns. And it is our view that there might just be, we're not saying we know it is, there might just be an attempt to intensify the intimidation. And we want to make it very clear that the people who are here are South Africans who've committed themselves to respond to the call from the president and the call from the leadership of the country to put something right that needs to be put right, which if it isn't, this democracy will be still born.
Professor, at this stage, I've seen reports that say just one computer and one monitor were stolen. Is that right? And is there a possibility this was petty criminals, or do you believe it's
yes,
something more sinister?
Very much so. No, very much so. There is a possibility that it's just a petty crime that we are seeing. But criminals operate in all forms, in all kinds of ways. You know, they could be lulling us to sleep, you know. Never before has the actual office of the Commission been burgled or been threatened in any way by anybody in all of the times, all of the years that we've been operating. And this is new. It's small. It looks small. Let me put it that way. Let me not say it's small. It looks small. It looks petty. But we just cannot take chances. And so we're preparing ourselves for being absolutely ready in case someone is playing some game with us out there.
Well, Professor, thank you for your time. Stay safe. Professor Itumeleng Mosala, the Commission Secretary, speaking to us there about that burglary at the weekend. It could be petty criminals, but also we've seen a pattern. As Marianne Tom says in the Daily Maverick today, we know that this has happened before, where there have been these burglaries at very inconvenient times. So that's something that we are very worried about.